Hello, my name is Chip Lang. You are listening to Total EM. For this podcast, we are going into some new point-of-care ultrasound or POCUS pearls. This is one that I have not really talked about on the podcast, but I believe is one that you should be using if you haven't done so yet. And that is having different types of phantoms. But specifically, the one I wanted to use today, because there's all sorts of videos and there's all sorts of information out there, is one you probably haven't considered. And that's tofu. Now, if you're like me from the Midwest and you're on a cattle farm, then you might find tofu is not something that's usually in your diet, but it is something that can be very beneficial for learning purposes. And why I mention this is because a lot of times you read things about using gel, which can be helpful, or using commercial models, which are great, but are very costly. So we need something that is very cost-effective, easy to use, practical, portable, and requires minimal preparation time. And I found that using tofu. The way I first came across this was I was reading a paper where tofu was a suggested medium for practicing pericardiocentesis. And I read the paper, thought it was kind of interesting, and dove into it a little bit more. And then, you know, I'm trying to figure out where I can use this, and it clicked. I can use this for all sorts of stuff. It doesn't have to be for pericardiocentesis. It can be for arthrocentesis. It can be for abscess evaluation and drainage. It can be used for IV access. All these different things you can do because tofu is so inexpensive and easy to use. So that's what I did. I looked into it a little bit more and I started practicing it. I bought some tofu because it's super cheap. It's usually anywhere from a couple to maybe $3 or $4. But even the good stuff is still only a few dollars a piece. So that's what I get. I get tofu. I practice with it a few times, doing different applications, taking some videos, stuff like that, learning a little bit more. And I decided that it was something to start using in courses. And when I've used it in courses, I like to use tofu when training because a lot of times I'm dealing with students or I'm working with people who are working in centers where maybe they're going to be the first person to actually introduce ultrasound and to tell people to buy phantoms that can cost hundreds of dollars, if not more, is hard to sell. And then to use other types of phantoms that you make yourself, the gel can be super tricky to make, and it does make a huge mess. But if all you have to do is buy tofu, well, that's a great medium. So I use that as a first step to help people get in the right direction and for just the sake of practicing skills over and over again. So I really like tofu for this role. Now, as you can imagine, a lot of this is relying on pictures and videos and stuff like that. So please, 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 if you are listening to this, go to totalem.org under emergency professionals, and this should be the most recent podcast. Podcast 164 is what it should be under. And when you go to podcast 164, click on it, go through all the different videos. Now, as a quick pointer, when you start looking at that, you'll notice that in most of these, we're setting up so that the screen is right in front of the tofu, which is right in front of the individual practicing. That's to keep that in-line training. If you've ever used ultrasound for central line placement, you'll know that you want to keep everything in your line of sight. So all you have to do is move your eyeballs up and down. You're not trying to look over to the side, look around, turn your body, stuff like that. It screws up the mechanics royally. So we keep everything in line, easy to do. So all you have to do is move your eyes just a little bit to catch the focus of you. You don't even have to move your head. So that's ideal. And I like that picture because it shows as a needle is being inserted and where it is being placed, you can see how cleanly this all lights up and how easy it is to do. I also included some pictures of some people in action doing this where you can see how people are being coached through and some of the different views they can get and how the actual models look in action from when we were teaching at different courses, including Critical Access 2019 with Practical POCUS, when we taught EMS with Practical POCUS, when we taught orthopedic surgeons at Practical POCUS, variety of settings, which, by the way, if you haven't noticed yet, Practical POCUS is a great resource, a great educational tool. So if you are learning ultrasound and you need resources, you need help, go to practicalpocus.com and reach out to them. There's courses going on all the time in different parts of the world where you can attend. But that's a bit of a digression. But I mention it because most of the pictures that we got are from Practical Pocus training events. Now, there's also a series of GIFs on there to show when you use tofu, and all of them are with the butterfly, but that's just because we use the butterfly quite a bit with training, and it's easy to catch the images with. But you'll find that with the tofu on even a butterfly, which I know some people feel like it's not as clean of images as, say, your big heavy-duty portable ultrasound machines like the laptop or cart-based style, you can still get very good images, and it's very easy to use. And what I really like with the butterfly for this role is this is great for my at-home personal education. I can buy a few dollars of tofu, I have my butterfly with me, and I can practice anything I want. So pericardiocentesis, super rare thing that we never need to do, but we need to know how to do it, or thoracentesis or arthrocentesis. We're not doing this very often in the ED. But if I want to get some practice in, I buy some tofu, take it home, use the butterfly at home, and I practice my skills. Voila, easy as that. Which is why I believe this is something that we all should be using it for, and that's why I wanted to make this podcast. Okay, so I may have already sold you on getting some tofu. You may be asking yourself, well, how do I make it? Well, that's easy enough. So the most simple, most basic version, and you'll see it on the website, is you take tofu. You can even take in the container it's in, assuming it's in a plastic container. You buy the tofu, cut out the paper, pull the tofu out. Be gentle, because even the extra firm tofu, which I'd recommend you getting, is still a little fragile. And so we want you to be careful as you're getting this out. I will recommend that you drain the water from the tofu, because that water is nasty and doesn't really smell great, doesn't really look great. So I drain off the water that came in the tofu package, and I usually make a small slit first in the packaging, drain it all out, then finish opening up the packaging and gently remove the tofu. Now, depending on what application you're wanting to use it for is what you do next. So if you're wanting to do real basic IV access practice, take some straws, different diameters if you want, but I try and use smaller ones because I really want to get the technique down and really get a good aim. So I'm just practicing on smaller ones, but you can get whatever size you need for your purposes. Grab those straws, and what you'll do is you'll puncture it through, and you'll try and then get the tofu out. Now, sometimes this can be hard, so what I have started doing is I take a straw and I puncture the hole through, pull the straw back out, and then reintroduce a fresh straw and use that same straw that already has a bunch of tofu in it and poke it for each other hole. And the reason why is because now I should have clean straws, assuming that I can make the same line twice as I puncture through, as possible. Now, one of the neat things that can happen is that, say you get some tofu in it, I use this as a training modality because you get that like hyperechoic look to it, and you can sometimes kind of help teach, well, this is what a DVT can look like, an older appearing DVT, because remember, fresh acute DVTs, they're usually anechoic or isoechoic in nature, so it's really hard to pick up on the ultrasound. But the older they get, the more hyperechoic they get, the brighter they get. So I like to use that as just a teaching point there. If say you wanted to practice arthrocentesis or other needle guided procedures of getting into a pocket of fluid, what I would do is get that tofu out and basically create a wedge cut. So at a slight angle, you're going to take a knife or some sort of cutting utensil and cut around a perimeter, like an oval. Usually when I do it, I do it in a solid rectangle with what I call a trench cut from firefighting. So basically you take it at slight angles and you're cutting across, and you'll have basically a way to help support the roof of the tofu that you're going to use so it holds there. If you go straight up and down, yes, you'll be able to get it out, but usually that lid, that roof there won't stay on. So if you make a bit of a wedge cut with it, you'll get a lot better hold. So after you cut it out, you use that wedge cut, you then have basically this triangular piece of tofu that you just cut out. That's super easy. Just shave off what would be the internal portion of that, fill that with water, and then put the lid back on it, the roof, and then set it back into your container. I like to set it back into the original container because obviously it's already the right size and it doesn't require very much water, so you have less of a mess. And then I put that water back in. I'll put you nice fresh water because, again, I'm trying to avoid the stinking stuff. And so I use fresh water for that roll. Now, if you were doing the straws, you just clip the straws down to fit your ends nice and smooth. And then you put it back in its container, fill it back up with water, and you're good to go. There are some other things you can do with it. I've included about a 6-minute YouTube video on that as well that was done by someone else, but I thought it was a really nice roll because it showed some more advanced stuff that you can do if you want to take the extra steps to do it that way. But in the end, there's a lot you can do with the tofu, and that's the big key point with this. It's so easy to do, so inexpensive, and like I said, in its most basic form, I can do it within a couple of minutes or less, and now I can poke this thing up to 100 times. The most I've messed with it on one single model was doing a series of IV attempts, and basically, I just kept introducing the needle over and over again, kept watching the needle go in, aspirate, pull back out. And I did that about 100 times, and the tofu held up amazingly well. And so I mentioned that because some other models, like the gel, you'll be able to see the harpoon sticks every single time, and you lose it after a few. It's kind of done. But this, you can keep sticking over and over again. Even if it doesn't hold up to 100 sticks, it's still a ton, and it's still easy to use. All right, so that basically wraps up this podcast. Again, meant to be short because there's a lot of supplemental material. So please, please, please go to podcast number 164 on totalem.org. The reason why I'm stressing this is because I know a lot of people listen to the podcast by itself, which is normally okay. But given how visual this one is, you really need to check out the website just so you can get a little bit more information. But until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.